Now we are going to touch base upon the need of the industry. We have discussed some of the examples when we talk about Apple, Hyundai, Rolls-Royce, Xerox Corporation. So we have discussed enough of examples when we talk about the component of the services which are creating profitability for the organization. Now we will see some of the aspects when we talk about what is the need of the industry and how right pricing and cost effectiveness of fulfilling such comprehensive services contract is bound to set new standards for service excellence. With the competition growing in, there is no other way but to give very, very cost effective solutions to the customer. So, servicing alone cannot give you. So, when you talk about one of the strategies of services, which is, or one of the services of a business, which is pricing. So, right pricing and the operations part of it, which is the cost effectiveness. Who can bring in the cost work? Cost part of it is, or the reduction of cost is the operations part of it. So, services along with the operations will be in a position to create right pricing and cost effective solutions, which will give comprehensive service contracts, which can create great contracts, which are going to fulfill the service standard levels or service excellence models. Science, when you talk about the healthcare industry, life sciences and medical industry is another industry where new benchmarks are being set in terms of service deliveries. We are seeing that some of the good hospitals and some of the other service delivery mechanisms in the medical service domain or the healthcare service domain, they are trying to be, they are trying to create differentiators by delivering best of the services. Today, customer walks into a hospital and he feels that he is walking into a great 5-star hotel, and the kind of services they are delivering in terms of the support mechanism through a nurse, or from the food point of view, or from the dietitian point of view, all the services are coming onto the bed of the customer. And believe me, customer is, or the people who are supporting the patient are at ease when these kind of services are created as a total bundle. So and there is a lot of need. Sectors of the industries are focusing on these kind of needs and are trying to create best of the service models for the customers. Same day service fulfillment combined with the SLA puts a lot of risk on manufacturer and is becoming more and more common in the marketplace. Now, as I have shared with you that the expectations of the customer is increasing every day. When I say expectation, I am saying that customer wants something which is immediate. Customer wants things called now. Like if my product is not working, customer wants service, somebody to serve me right now. So when you get into that kind of commitment, or when you get into that kind of SLAs with the customer, you put a lot of pressure and you put a lot of risk on the manufacturer. So when you put a lot of risk and pressure on the manufacturer, there is bound to be creation of service division. There is bound to be creation of a system which is going to take care of all this risk and pressures. So this is becoming very, very common in the today's manufacturing scenario and the other scenarios of pure service domain also. So customers' expectations are increasing. Customers are losing their patience because of the availability of other service providers. If you don't provide me the service, probably somebody else is ready to provide me that kind of services, and therefore why should I wait for you? So when you have that kind of scenario, you are bound to provide more and more services. You are bound to create a service excellence model. You are bound to create a model which is going to be very, very cost effective models. So now, like the competitiveness, the competitive pressures of the market are going to create all this, and customers are also changing. The customers are becoming more and more restless. When customers are restless and the service providers are, there is a competition in the marketplace, the beneficiary is going to be the customer. Companies like Siemens is creating more and more complex and costly distribution and service networks in order to get closer to the customer. Like Siemens provides a lot of medical equipments and other services. So earlier it was like you place a call with the Siemens and probably it will take a day or two. But today doctors can't wait for a day or two, because if the machines are idle, there is a cost, because they have to still pay interest, or patients will go back. So doctors can't afford to wait for 24 hours or 48 hours or 36 hours like they used to wait. So Siemens had no other option but to create more of distribution center, which has which probably would be coming at a cost to the company, but they are forced to do it. And need is customers' need or customers' expectations is forcing the manufacturer to create all this kind of services for the customers. machine downtime can cause loss of revenues. This is very clear. Like, suppose, you know, you own an injection molding machine. If you are owning an injection molding machine and say machine is producing roughly say 5,000 goods per day or 5,000 units per day. Now, if machine is down, it is not going to produce 5,000 units. So, you are going to lose the production loss, or that could be pure production loss for that day. And now, it is not only production loss, it is the worker would be idle for that day, the machine is going to be idle, but the, you know, the revenue which is going to come from the machine is not coming. So, all these losses, opportunity lost, and again, the bank charges which are still going to be there behind you in terms of interest on the money which you have taken as a loan or other, probably those things are there. So, it adds to the cost. And, you know, when you talk about loss of uptime of the machine, so one has to focus on how can I keep my machines up for say 99% time or the 80% of time based on the type of machine, based on the type of maintenance machine required. So all those things have to be considered now more and more, and more measurements have to be taken, because unless and until it is a measurable thing, the performance or the, you know, record keeping becomes difficult, and the challenges of giving more productivity increases. So somebody who keeps better records will have better opportunities of, you know, creating more services and reduce their losses in terms of revenues. For some of the parts management and services is at premium and a core feature in selling the main product. For some of the companies, you will believe that the differentiator is largely the service. And differentiator is the speed of service which you are going to deliver to the customer. So these are the tools of selling the product in the marketplace. So it is the need for somebody to differentiate the product by virtue of parts management, by virtue of services, and therefore services are becoming strong differentiator in the marketplace when you talk about even marketing. For printing businesses like HP and Xerox, there is often more revenue coming out of the selling of ink or after sale service than in selling of a printer. Probably you sell a printer at say 5,000 rupees or 10,000 rupees or say 2 lakh rupees based on the type or size of the printer. Probably the margins in selling a printer could be less because there is enough of competition, because this kind of products have become commoditized. So in the commodity market, there is no big difference in terms of the features of the product. So where are you going to create a difference? Why should customer buy from you? So customers will buy from you because probably you deliver ink faster, you deliver the spares faster, and you deliver the, or you keep the machine up for longer duration of the time. So when these becomes the criteria for customers to buy, these are, you know, the, so they one, they become an important differentiator. Second, the cost of these spares, the cost of ink. There, customer has bought an HP machine, he would love to use HP ink, he would love to use HP cartridges. So when he is using these cartridges of HP and all, probably this would be little costly, because, you know, probably HP, one is HP makes a lot of revenues there. Secondly, the life of the machine increases because you are using the genuine accessories or genuine spares of that manufacturer. So this is how the need of the industry is moving from pure physical good to the combination of services along with the physical good part of it. Now, services are, I have shared with you that they are creating a lot of profitability, or they are creating an impact on the profitability and growth of the organization. We are in the business economy, we are in the business world, and everybody understands only one word called profitability and growth. And more of profitability, and second, the important word is the growth. Now, service business typically is more profitable in terms of operations than the product business. I have already shared with you this in the earlier slides also, that in terms of profitability, there is a possibility of somebody earning more because the value creation happening out of services is more visible to the customer, can experience the service part of it in a more better way, and therefore he is ready to pay little more than in terms of physical good. Secondly, when you wish to compare the services, it is difficult to compare the services, but it is, once you experience a good service, there is a likely possibility of you consuming that service. And if you start liking one type of services, you are ready to shell out little more money, and therefore services business become little more profitable in terms of services operations. And therefore companies have to focus and will be focusing more and more on services. Research has suggested that average profitability of service and parts operations, this is the SPO operation, benchmarked is more than 75% higher than the overall business unit profitability. So this spares and parts, spare parts and the service parts operations division, they contribute substantial revenues for the organization. Why and how? Because see, the moment you sell a car, you can start figuring out that after 3 years this car, this kind of parts and will be changed, or filters, oil filters, the other tubes and some of the oil seals will be changed. So every month on month basis, year on basis, these parts are sold in the marketplace through these service centers, and they contribute. In every product you have a margin, in every service you have a margin. So when you have these kind of margins in the service and the spare parts, the profitability obviously is going to increase. So every dealer, when you talk about the automobile market, every dealer has not only a showroom to sell his car or the vehicle, but he will be more interested in opening a service station, because he knows that probably when he sells a car or when he sells a product or a vehicle, probably he makes a profit one time. But when you talk about the services, probably there is a recurring expenses on the vehicle in terms of services and spares. So the profitability in the service business is higher, and therefore he is more interested on the service part of it, and therefore more and more companies are trying to sell warranties, third year warranty or fourth year warranty or insurance of the thing, because the profitability in this profitability component in that service is little more higher than the only physical good part of it. On average, we estimate that 46% of the total profits of the company's benchmarks are due to the services and parts business. For most of the businesses, especially the automobile, the airline industry, or some of the other engineering industries, especially the injection molding or the EDM lathe machines or the lathe machines or the CNCs or cutting tool in, industry. So all these industries, which require a lot of after sales, which require a lot of spares. So all these industries put together, if you see, the 46% of their now business or the revenues is coming out of the profitability, or the profitability is coming through the service part of it, or service spare part of it, and therefore it is substantial. 46% is a big number, roughly close to 50%, and for some of the organizations is already more than 50% when we have seen companies like Xerox and Rolls-Royce. So it is impacting the services, the profitability of the organizations in very, very big way. The fastest growing service part operations, the top 25% are growing at more than twice the rate of the average business unit. As I have already shared with you that with the expectations of the customer, with the uncertainty of the marketplace, with the competitiveness of the marketplace increasing, the growth is going to be even faster than yesterday. So the space of growth is very, very fast, and therefore the top management is focusing on it, because it is directly touching the profitability of the organization. For majority, their services business grow slower than or at the same rate as their overall business. The missed opportunities are significant. For rest of the companies who have yet to gear up their service operation functions, probably there is a large opportunity for them, because they need to focus on the service aspect. They need to understand that service is important component of the business, and they will have to focus more and more on the service system, because once they understand that they are going to make a lot of profits out of the services, probably they will engage more into service business. Enabling service excellence is another important topic which has to be taken care, or which will be taken care in this chapter. One is the lack of capabilities. See, service, saying that I am a service excellence unit, or I am focusing on service excellence model, is pretty easy. But how do you get into that service excellence is very, very important. Why some of the companies fail to get into the service excellence models? What are the limitations? This we are sharing the slides to come, and this will help you to understand that how do we create a service excellence model. So lack of capabilities for planning, managing and monitoring the service business more effectively is holding back the performance of many of the companies. So this management function called planning, managing and monitoring. Monitoring can be directly connected with control. So if the organizations do not have enough of capabilities in terms of service management or service planning and service control, probably the businesses will not be in a position to deliver the effective services, or even if they deliver services effectively, they will not be in a position to sustain this effectiveness part of it, and that is one of the challenge. Nearly 70% of the companies surveyed are unable to report on the forecast accuracy. Another important or another biggest challenge for delivering the excellence model is the forecast accuracy. See, it is easier said than done that you want to be into service excellence model. But as we have discussed that if you have to be into service or the parts management business, service or the service excellence or service part business or service operations or the parts operations business, there is a lot of inventory which has to be worked on. There has to be a model of inventory which will take care of the minimum inventory levels and still delivering the customer the right products at the right time. Somebody will have to focus on the lead times. So a lot of things have to be managed when you talk about the forecast accuracy. And with the current tools, though there are tools in the market, and though there are a lot of data mining tools, probably companies are yet to use, best of the companies are already using. They are using the tools for better accuracies of the forecast. So this gap is still there, and companies will have to focus on this forecast accuracy because they will have to reduce on their inventories and they will have to focus more on the service efficiency levels to create this service excellence model. Many companies considered supplier responsiveness and long lead time as the major barriers to service excellence. Blame game is the most easiest area where you start blaming others. I would say it is the responsibility of the service provider to identify who is going to be the supplier. Why don't you choose a supplier who is going to be responsive? Probably he will be coming to you at a cost, but if you wish to build in the service excellence model, initially somebody will have to invest, and that is the service provider or the manufacturer who is going to provide the services. The lead time has to be reduced. The lead time is the major concern, and therefore the supply chain efficiencies have to be increased. The logistics part of it has to be worked on properly. Probably the 3PLs or the third party logistics or the outsourcing companies have to be geared up. They need to understand. One thing which I have experienced when I do a lot of research on this area is there is a concept called culture of service. So everybody probably wish to do a lot of things, but this culture has to be cultivated in the organizations, and organizations have to be service culture based. You cannot be only quality based, you cannot be only manufacturing based cultures. You have to have a culture where you understand seemingly what is this service all about and why are we trying to deliver that kind of service. So when we get into that kind of domain, probably the excellence will be following the cultures. Like some of the organizations are known for their quality cultures. So if you are known for your quality culture, I'm sure there is a possibility of you creating service excellence business models. Similarly, companies typically lack the necessary capabilities to build customer profitable customer interactions that sustain customer satisfaction and loyalty. So this lack of capabilities is another important issue, especially in the skill gaps. So you can have a lot of discussions, you can have a lot of SLAs, you can have a lot of attitude, but if you do not have enough of skills, how do you get into that excellence model is the question mark. Execution and implementation of the plan has always been a big challenge. So the other big challenge is, there'll be a core team or there'll be a team which is going to be with the top management, which will strategize, which will plan, but they won't be in the execution panel, or they won't be the team which is going to execute and implement. So the implementation team will be different. So when you have an implementation team which is little different than the planning team, so there will be a lot of challenges in execution and the implementation part of it. And that is one of the biggest challenges of the services, or for that matter, any of the strategies to be rolled out properly from the implementation point of view, this challenge is always there. So these are some of the roadblocks when you talk about service excellence or enabling service excellence. We'll see some more challenges and barriers to be service excellence. Planning, as I have already shared, is planning is a big challenge because a lot of people do not love to plan. A lot of people believe that planning is of no use because plans keep on changing, and therefore should I or why should I invest my time in planning? So these kind of mindsets stop you from planning, and planning, if you don't plan, you have already planned to fail. So you know, those kind of concepts or those kind of reasons are enough reasons for some of the barriers in service excellence. Supplier's responsiveness has been discussed in the slide earlier. Similarly, long lead times is one of the factors which is a big barrier in terms of service excellence, especially in the country like India, where geographical spread is pretty high and some of the vendors can be pretty far away from the manufacturer. These lead times are large in terms of the transportation time and some other times. So long lead times are is one of the important barriers. So you will have to have your safety stocks in place, you will have to have some of the important parts which are there with you as inventory, and you will have to serve the customer a little faster. Lack of adequate data mining skills. One thing is very, very important today, that you can capture the data, you can have the data, but if you do not know what is data analysis and what are the parameters on which you are going to analyze the data, then there is no point in having the data. A lot of people are sitting on the data and they do not know how to use the data effectively. So that is another challenge in the service excellence model. Lack of skills on forecasting. This we have discussed in the last slide also, that forecasting is a challenge. It is going to be a challenge for some more time, unless or until we have a model where customers say that, okay, you please, I will buy something which I have said. But customers' moods are changing, so forecasting is always going to be a challenge, and till date it is a challenge and it is continuing to be a challenge. Getting the right parts and the right service to the right place is no small task. This is part of that supply chain efficiency model, where you need to deliver right things at the right customer at the right time at the right place. So there can be 6 hours or 7 hours which you will have to work on, and it is not easy. It's very easy to read a slide, but it is equally difficult or very challenging to deliver what customers want at the time when they are actually looking for it. For low visibility is another important, because when you talk about service deliveries, services cannot be seen. So if you cannot see the services, you cannot consume the service. So you will have to market your services in such a fashion that visibility of the service is seen, and people who deliver service need to be appreciated. Lack of timely and accurate product. People keep on creating a lot of service models, but they need to create the service models at the right time. We have seen, especially for some of the systems, that they come before the time, means when the markets are not ripe enough to accept the product. So some of the service products do come at that time and fail miserably in the marketplace. But it is the responsibility of the forecast, the responsibility of the research team to advise the marketing and the service provider to launch things at the right time, at the right place, so that the markets are ready or ripe to consume the services. Lack of information on inventory and transaction data. See what happens, there is a lack of transparency when you talk about this inventory information or transaction data. So if the field guy, especially the field person who is there with the customer, if he doesn't have information on inventory and if he doesn't have the information on the last transaction, then probably he shoots things in the air. And if he shoots things in the air, there is a likely possibility of he going wrong sometimes. So when he is going wrong, customer knows that he is not come prepared, and customer starts shooting from his side, and then only shooting happens and not the productivity happens. So when things are there now, there are software tools available which can help the customer customer service representative to see the data, to see the inventory, and then commit the customer based on all that parameters which are so important for the customer. Some of the other barriers to service excellence is ineffectiveness in terms of process collaborations with the customers and suppliers. The others could be some standard or substandard capabilities, lack of capabilities in terms of service skills, understanding the customer, understanding the customer expectations. So these are some of the important skills which could be missing with the service provider, or the attitude of the worker. Now here I would like to emphasize that when you talk about recruitment in the service domain, the attitude of the worker is going to be very, very important. This attitude is going to be the differentiator of the business tomorrow. So unless and until you recruit right set of people who understand what is service, I think you can create great service models or great models for service excellence, you will not be in a position to achieve service excellence unless and until people have the right kind of attitude. So I would suggest that focus on the attitude when you talk about recruitment especially, or grill on do training programs which will help increase the attitude of the service providers. Another example of Hyundai, which especially when you talk about the service and parts operations management, parts stock to the level of 8,90,000 parts for 37 vehicle types. So this is the kind of inventory which an organization has to manage. I'm saying 8,90,000 means roughly 9 lakh parts for 37 different types of vehicle which are probably there in the marketplace. So the investment could be in the term of $55 million. So when you're talking about this kind of investment, the number of parts, so unless and until you are very good with technology to support, it is going to be challenging. It is going to be literally impossible. If you are doing with our physical system or mechanical system, it is going to be just challenging. So there is a need for investment in terms of technology. There is a need in terms of process development. There is a need in terms of supply chain, because this is a central system which is going to take care of the parts management on the global standards. So 2.2 million square foot spare part center. This is a large center which is going to address this issue. The center is supported with RFID, coupled with the central computer using artificial intelligence for managing and optimizing spare parts business. So this is one of the examples when you talk about Hyundai as a company. Similar spare parts management could be there with other companies like Ford, GM Motors or other companies, or Toyota even. So customers are remotely tracked. Customers can remotely track the status of the shipment. So it is no more that you are waiting or you are just asking the service provider on the phone that when your spares is going to come. You can actually track their product, that when it is shipped and when it will reach you, and on what date and what time it will reach the customer. So when you have that kind of support tools available, probably customer is in the loop. So when the customer is in the loop, customer is at least happy about that he is part of the system, and he can nobody's playing around with the customer. So this builds in confidence, this builds in the excellence when you talk about services. So today when you talk about the Hyundai and the Kia, they cater to roughly 24 million vehicles worldwide. So that is the size of the business they are talking about, and they are talking about service business, especially in the parts operations area. Now the most important or the most critical question is, why top management is focusing on services? See, we have seen that earlier top management never focused on the services. They only focused on the physical good, because they could sell the product, they could see the product, and they could see the profits coming out of the products. They never focused on the services because they always felt that customer has a habit of crying, and they never wanted to hear the cry of the customer. They could never see an opportunity of making money in that cry, and therefore they never focused. But of late, they have understood that if customer is crying, there is an opportunity of making customer happy. And if you are changing the gears from crying mode to happiness mode, there is a possibility of you earning revenues. Now the top management has understood that there is a chance of making money there, and therefore it is obvious they have started focusing on the service domain. Some of the critical reasons and which I have shared with you is important for the top management to start focusing on it. It is also part of their strategic initiative. I have shared with you that companies or the services can be their differentiators. So if services start becoming your differentiator, they become part of your strategic initiatives. And therefore, whenever we talk about the strategic initiative, involvement of top management is imperative. Business models of many global manufacturers is under attack due to changing customer and the consumer demands, maturing home markets, and competition from low-cost manufacturers. So what is happening, if you are only focusing on the physical good part of it, there is a likely possibility that your business will come under attack, because somebody else will start selling the same product at lesser cost. So how long can you sustain with a competition when it is only on the cost front? So there is a need for you to differentiate your business models, focusing on the services, and therefore top management has got into the services. This is taking its toll on the growth and margins in the primary product sales. I remember when I used to sell, myself used to sell this PCs, boxes, and we used to make good margins to the tune of 25% in the year 95, 96 and 97, 98. The profit margins were very high, but today if you see the profit margins in these products, they could be anywhere in India kind of country, the margins could be 5%, 3%. So when you see that margins have shrunk, so what is the component which is going to create business or which is going to create profit for you? Is the only service. So service becomes, thereby for all the boxes, box selling companies, the service element is important, and they have started realizing that if they need to exist or survive in the market, it is not the physical good alone which is going to support them in the marketplace, but the service business has to be brought into picture, and they need to focus on this parts business as well. Service businesses are typically more resistant to attack by low cost competitors. See, providing service itself is a cost, and I have shared with you in the earlier slide how Hyundai has spent a lot of US dollars on creating the parts business. So when you get into the service business, there is an investment. Lot of players, lot of small timers will not spend on the service business, and if you are already leader in the service business domain, there will be less attack on you, because not many players can actually focus on creating that kind of service business models and the robust models which can provide service excellence. So if you are a leader in the service domain, there is a less likely possibility of somebody attacking you, and therefore sustainability of a business is important. Top management will always would love to focus on a business model which is more sustainable, and services create sustainable business models. Protecting the businesses through service excellence is one of the ways of keeping out the competition while improving customer satisfaction and loyalty. Increased frequency of new product introduction. Now, we have seen that product life cycle is going down. So, if the product life cycle is going down, you don't have any other alternative but to create new product. So, one is the innovation part of it. Secondly, the service part of it, because when the product is bought by somebody, probably he is still looking for spares, he is still looking for the service part of it. So there is a possibility of some profitability coming out of the products which are already sold in the market. The shorter sales cycles. Earlier the sales cycles were to the tune of months, to the tune of years. Now they have gone to the tune of weeks, probably in days and in minutes now when you talk about the online businesses. So when the life cycles or the short sales cycles have become shorter and shorter, but when the sales cycles become shorter and shorter, consumers are there with their products, and if the service provider is in a position to provide best of the services, he can increase the span of the product, he can increase the life of the product, and he can increase the life of creating profitability for the company. Parts obsolescence is another area where top management has to focus on, because you need to decide till when you are going to create parts for a product, so that the product is on and up. So this is important area that you decision making has to be there, and therefore top management involvement is high. Lost customer focus, because if you are only selling physical goods, then probably you sell your product and customer buys your product and you forget the customer. So this was happening in the scenario earlier, but if you are serving the customer, probably you start focusing more on the customer, and there is a likely possibility of you holding and increasing the life of the customer in your system. Deteriorating customer service quality is another important element. Now people are saying that they used to receive better services from the most of the organization, but today when we talk about the service quality levels with most of the service providers or with most of the manufacturers, customers are feeling that the service quality levels have gone down. This is a serious concern, and therefore this has brought the attention of top management. While top management is keen, some of the other parameters could be the higher profitability. Profitability is very, very important concern for top management, and therefore they need to focus on it. Growth potential that is underexploited. Service sector has been growing, but the manufacturers were not focusing on the services, and there is a lost opportunity. So most of the top management is now keen on that aspect of area where their profitability can be increased by introduction of services. So there is a likely possibility that top management has to start focusing on the service gaps and improve the customer satisfaction by providing services to the customer. SPO, which is the service parts operations, is overlooked, and now it is seen as jewel by many corporate portfolios. It is one of the fundamental steps for future survival. Lot of SMEs and other organizations or the manufacturers have understood that the service production or the service manufacturing or the service bundling along with the product physical goods is going to be the fundamental step in keeping their organizations alive.